This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by Masconomet girls basketball coach Jalen Aho. And Jalen, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Bill. Really great to be on the show. I'm glad that you gave me a ring here. Thanks for the opportunity.
Well, let me ask you this. You guys have won three straight games after a tough start to the season. But let me go right there. You played three very tough opponents to start out the year, Springfield International and Peabody, and, of course, St. Mary's, who just lost their first game of the year after starting at it with a 9-0 run themselves. So I guess tell us a bit about how you take, kind of describe the first six games for you guys.
Yeah, so it's no coincidence that a lot of our non-leagues are really strong programs from all over the state. You know, our philosophy over here is kind of iron sharpens iron, whether it's every day in practice or on the game schedule. So we were looking to really go out there and try to test ourselves with top programs. Every single game that we have come away from, whether it's been a win or a loss, we've had something to gain from and go forward to. And I think, our three-game win streak is really heavily to do with the things that were exposed to us those first three games in the season. Gloucester, Lynn English, and Beverly, all three were terrific programs that all kind of highlighted something else in our game that we need to work on. You know, Gloucester being really, really tough on the boards, Beverly being a really, really aggressive three-point shooting team, and we had to be disciplined and help and recover defense in the switching. And Lynn English was just kind of all around an inner-city team that is a different style that we're not used to seeing, every single day in and out. So every single game, whether it was a win or loss, we had something to take away from it. Springfield International, Charter, Peabody, St. Mary's, those three programs are top programs, and they just do everything well. So, it was great to go against all of those programs, and we just look to keep building every single day.
And it looks to me, Lynn English, a team, they used to be in the Northeastern Conference, but they've been up and down. They've been down a bit the last few years, but they've won some impressive games this year, I think, so far. So they're on the upside here in 23-24 for sure. So not just beating Lynn English maybe from a year or two ago. That was probably a nice win for you guys, or yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and it was nice to go against our old varsity assistant coach, Sydney Brennan, over there. She was the varsity assistant last year. She's the head coach over at Lynn English. She's a fantastic coach. So it was a great opportunity to go against a friendly face in Lynn English.
Well, in these interviews, Coach, we asked the coaches to kind of share with us the players and their roles on the team for you guys. So let me just start right there and have you, if you have a starting five, but, go deeper than that, please, if you could. But share with us some of the names and roles of players on this year's Masconomet girls basketball team.
Yeah, so starting off, we'll start with our captain, Remy Cote. She hurt her ankle the first game, and now she's coming back to us, and she's really been a difference maker in terms of handling the ball, decision making. She'll attack, get her feet in the paint. She's looking to set up her teammates. It just allows us to play at a faster speed when she's on the court. Consistently her plus minus is the highest on the team when she's in the game. So really nice to have her back for the last couple games. Next up, we got Captain Mia Sturge. Mia's offensively came in as probably our best shot creator. She can get to the hole. She can hit the mid-range jumper. She's fantastic from the three-point stripe. And now she's kind of filling into those captain shoes more and more every single day. The reason that I think that Gloucester game that we played, it was close back and forth in the second and third quarter, and in the fourth quarter, Mia kind of put her head down and finished the game with seven steals. Just a tremendous defensive effort. So she's a leader on offense, but now she's growing more and more into becoming a leader on defense and both sides of the ball. She's fantastic and kind of finding her voice and organizing her teammates when there's defensive switches or, you know, reorganizing based on what she sees. So I'm really grateful to have her on the court. You know, our junior captain, Riley Bovardi, is our defensive standard. You know, in-game, in practice, she's our high-energy girl. She is looking to push and run, and she'll dive and sacrifice her body and just really just tough as nails. They don't really make them like her anymore, especially on the defensive end. You know, we nicknamed her Seatbelt because she's just strapping people in. Then our other seniors, our other starters, we've got Angie Lalikos. She's probably leading the, you know, North Shore in rebounding. I think she's averaging about 10 or 11 a game. I'd have to double check. But she's just been a huge presence inside for us. You know, we kind of started figuring out how to utilize her offensively in our most recent game on the Beverly game. But, you know, has a soft 10-15 footer, can make post moves, is definitely very extremely active on the glass, will battle down there. So just changes the game offensively and defensively when you got her inside protecting the paint. And that last starter is Ava Allen. Ava kind of started off in a little bit of a shooting slump, but, you know, the message for her was just to keep shooting, keep firing, keep taking good-looking shots. She'll mix it up, attack the basket, look for her offense from the three-point stripe. She's really like our spot-up shooter in the starting five. A couple bright spots, you know, we took on six freshmen this year. Three of them are getting major minutes with me. Next up, you've got Sammy Lalikos, Angie's little sister. She's more of a guard combo forward. She's, you know, kind of really turned the corner with these last couple games. I think she had 11 rebounds just like her sister in the last game. And she was, I think, our leading scorer as well. She's just kind of a little bit of everything. You know, she'll clean up the garbage points. She'll sprint back. She's a tough defender. Kind of just a jack of all trades on the floor. So it's really good to see her getting into her stride this year. And then the next two that are getting major minutes with me is Sadie Morris and Sabrina Caffarelli. And both of these two immediately from the first day, they are just defensive dogs. I mean, just willing to just go 100% every single play. And, you know, we say, oh, deny this girl the ball or make this girl's life difficult in practice. They're 100% committed to putting in the effort and working every single play. So that immediately stood out to me. And they are, you know, consistently defensive specialists for us, and they're getting minutes just because of how hard and how intense they work on the floor, on the defensive end, and going after the rebounds and trying to sprint up and down the floor. I'd be remiss if I missed, you know, my other players as well. We've got Kaylee Ubaldo and Caroline Lear. They're both seniors. They're both fantastic three-point specialists for us, you know, especially against 2-3-year zone teams. We haven't seen too many so far along the way, but, you know, we've scrimmaged a few teams that like to sit in the zone, and they're just zone breakers. They're looking to knock down from the three-point stripe. You give them an ounce of daylight, and they're firing. We've got Emma McCormick. She came out hot against Springfield Charter with a couple, like, transition threes, another three specialist that we have, freshman, looking to develop her even more and more. You know, we've got Shea Vella. She's a offensive threat in the post. You know, freshmen still getting adjusted to the speed and the physicality of the play, but we're looking for big things out of her in the future. And then Zoe Cote, Remy Cote's little sister, very similar to Remy. You know, just, you know, still catching up to the speed of the varsity game, but varsity level, but it still has all the skills and attributes of a varsity player. You know, can handle, can shoot, can make the open pass. And then Lily Williams would be our last member of the team. She's a sophomore. I mean, she is, when I say a bringer of positive energy every single day, the team really just, like, gravitates and glues because I think of her presence and just her positivity, as well as her ability to, like, work every single day of practice. But really, really just a key glue person for us. Sorry, I'm going to talk your ear off there, but I just have so many positive things to say about my girls and the way that they've been working this year.
No, you know, I'm thinking you're not going to lose another game the way that you're describing this team, Jalen. That's all good, positive, and great information. We appreciate you taking the time to share that with us. I got a couple other questions maybe, but before I do, tell me who's on your coaching staff this year.
Yeah, so my assistant coach is Elizabeth Mullen. She's actually a Masco alum. She was coaching the youth when I saw her at a youth practice, and we immediately, you know, connected, and we had similar philosophies. She's high energy. She's fantastic. And then my JV coach and my other assistant is Hector Longo. He's a longtime North Shore guy. He's coached everything, I think, under the sun for Masco and other programs. And he's been a writer and has fantastic, you know, basketball experience and IQ. And so all three of us are kind of really clicking and firing on the same level here, and we're on the same page. So it's fantastic to have those two with me. I'm so grateful.
All right. This question, I'm just going to throw it out here to you. So of the three losses, let me ask you this. I know you told us you learned from those losses, and that's the way to do it. But which one was the closest to maybe being a win for Masco? Springfield, International Charter, Peabody, St. Mary's?
Probably Springfield International Charter. I mean, we were up 8 going into the fourth. They threw the press on us. My point guard there, Remy, hurt her ankle, and she wasn't able to return to the game. And we didn't really have the decision-making and the time spent at practice to adjust to a press without her on the court. So we kind of had some difficulty breaking the press there on the fourth quarter, and they were able to turn it around. And we really, it was just a momentum shifter. So that was probably the one that was the closest. Like, we were up 8 going in the fourth, and I'll take that most games, you know.
Absolutely. No, there's a reason, I guess. Absolutely, for sure, yeah. And you're right, it's a learning process, and you're scheduling tough teams and winning some but losing some as well. So I know you got Salem this week at home on Monday, and I believe that's home, right? Yeah, hosting Salem. Jalen, is there anything else you'd like to share with us about this year's Masconomic girls basketball team that I didn't ask you about?
You know, I think I covered all the bases. I'm just really impressed and inspired with the energy and dedication they bring every single day, and also the culture that's forming around these girls. They're so positive, and they're really kind of buying in. Other than that, Owen, thanks for having me on the show, man.
No, terrific, and hopefully we can talk again soon. Hang on the line there. That is Jalen Aho from Masconomic Girls Basketball, their head coach here on MSONewsSports.com.